I got another one. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Sing a song of new tide, rinsing his past day. Tide, the new discovery, floats worst day blues away. T-I-C-E, tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program.
Welcome.
With Red Skelton, David Rose's orchestra, singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now here is Procter & Gamble's star buffoon and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's clown, Red Skelton.
T-I-D. Hey, Fred, turn that vacuum cleaner off till I finish my breakfast, will you? This is the third time you've vacuumed my Wheaties right out of the syrup here.
Oh, have you finished eating us yet?
No, I haven't. And open up that bag and give me back my toast and orange juice. You know, you're really reckless the way you handle that vacuum. Yesterday you tried to vacuum the birdcage with it, and now we've got the only canary in the world with a bare midriff.
Well, I cleaned the cage with the vacuum again today.
Now, where's the canary?
I don't know, but we've got the only vacuum cleaner on the block that whistles while it works.
Oh, that's cute, that's cute. No place for it here, but it's cute. You know, this place is really dirty. I start cleaning my house, see, and I open up the vacuum cleaner, and there was so much dirt in it, I got an offer from Senator Johnson. Hey, did you hear about Senator Johnson? He was on an airplane, and he says, I think I'll throw a $20 bill out the window with my name on it, and some farmer will find it and make him happy. So the guy sitting next to him says, why don't you throw $21 bills out the window and make 20 people happy? The pilot says, why don't you jump out the window and make everybody happy? Uh-oh, lost $5.
Mr. Skelton.
Huh? Hey, how's your house cleaning coming?
Oh, Mr. Skelton, I've been working just like a little beaver.
Oh, I noticed your teeth were worn down around the edges.
He should have been born a comedian, really.
Yeah. You see, you can't embarrass people like that, right? At least I was born. That's one. That's more we can say for you. We dug him out of the La Brea tar pit.
Now, Mr. Skelton, you shouldn't talk so snide to your house boy.
Boy, get a load of the boy, will you? He used to be a babysitter for Cain and Abel.
Well, I've got to get back to my house cleaning.
Yeah, hey, have you been sweeping dirt under the rug again?
Why, certainly not. What made you say that?
Well, the rug is closer to the ceiling than it is to the floor. And yesterday, a dog came in and tried to bury a bone.
He did? Mm-hmm. Oh.
I have nothing to finish that with, so carry on.
Look, I thought you were going to help me with the spring house cleaning.
Oh, is that what you thought?
I thought you
Well,
had.
I'll turn a page and see if I'm going to help you or not. I'll help you just as soon as I finish reading the morning paper. Is it here?
Yeah. Wait till you read about those new traffic signals on Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh?
Instead of stop and go, they say, ready, aim, hit him.
Now, right here I had a nice answer, but the censor took it out. Yeah. Hey, it says that there's millions of people going down to the beach. It's really nice down there, you know. Weather man says it's even going to be nicer today. I wonder if Rod O'Connor would like to go to the beach with me.
I sure would, Red.
You see, we're a little long, and we just cut out 3 pages.
Right? Here. You promised you wouldn't ad-lib tonight, so read what's there.
Okay. Red, comma, parenthesis.
No.
As if, though, he's happy to see O'Connor, parenthesis. Gee, it's good to see you, exclamation mark. I do exactly what they tell me, you know.
Hiya, Fred.
Yes.
Oh, I say, how do, Mr. Connor? Tell me, how's the missus?
Oh, she's burning up.
Oh?
I'm supposed to be home washing the windows.
Sneaked out, huh?
No, I fell out. Luckily, I was washing the downstairs window.
Yeah, sure is. You'd have fallen from that upstairs window, you'd have left a crater in the ground.
Fred, why are you always talking about how fat I am? I'm not fat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll never mention any more. What's that big tarpaulin rolled up in the back of your car there?
Those are my bathing trunks.
Well, lucky you don't wear the tops, old boy.
Well, come on, let's go to the beach. I'm just dying to take a dip in the ocean.
Oh, who, me?
At least I can swim.
Huh?
I say, at least I can swim and you can.
Well, there you are. See, I had something to say there, but it's gone now. Now I'll refer to you as being fat again. Take you down to the beach and sell you for shade space. Lucky can swim, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, don't say that about me, you know. I just can't swim out here. It so happens that the stroke I use doesn't fit the water they've got out here. Well, it's not what it says, but I'll have to do.
Mr. Skelton.
Hey, is there any way we can turn back the clock and start all over?
Yes. I've got your bathing trunks here for you.
Okay. Mm,
what a clever idea. Built-in water wings.
Yeah. Well, that's, sure, yeah. Hey, I better check and see if I've got everything here. Suntan oil, towel, portable radio, sunglasses, telescope.
Telescope?
Yeah, you see, I look through the wrong end, and it keeps the girls away from me.
I thought your physique did that.
Yeah? Let's go down to the beach, huh?
All right, turn on the portable radio.
Yeah.
If we're going swimming in the ocean, we ought to find out about the tide.
Oh, yeah. I hope we don't miss John Holbrook's tide report. Turn on the radio.
For you youngsters who don't remember, you are listening to radio.
You want to bet?
That's television with your eyes closed. In a moment, we will bring you Sudsy John Holbrook with his tide reports. But first, here are the four knights backed up by David Rose and his orchestra, who in turn are backed up by James Petrillo, who backs up for nobody. Their song is Coming Home.
By and by and by, I'm gonna lay down this heavy load. No more whiskey, no more gin. I've got religion and I'm through with sin. No more poker, no more dice. I'm heaven bound and I'm free from vice. And oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Yes Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home. I've laid my burden down, ready now for to wear my crown. Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
Well, you play with Satan and you play with sin.
No use talking, Satan bound to win.
The parson says it's a sin to dance.
I ain't never gonna take that chance. Cause, oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Yes, Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
To the glory call.
I done laid my burden down. Ready now for to wear my crown. Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
Wash day miracles are something you women have come to expect from Tide. But this latest Tide miracle has amazed even you. For Procter & Gamble's Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. How can that be? Well, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, the dirt goes too. You can take your clothes right from the wringer and hang them up fresh and white and clean. Yes, clean. It's already history the way Tide gets clothes clean with rinsing. Gets them cleaner than any other washing product known. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. And when you do and compare the results, I guarantee you'll be delighted. Your clothes will be amazingly fresh, clean, and white. Another pleasant result is the time and work you save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide's in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
They said it was going to be nice down here at the beach. It's so foggy, I can't see a thing. Hey, we come to the ocean yet, Rod?
I don't know. Roll down the window and see.
Okay. Hey, we've overshot the beach. Back up.
Woo! Boy, that was close.
Yeah, I'll get that flounder out of my hat here, will you? Hey, too bad we didn't bring along a box of Tide. We could rinse out a few things.
Well, fog or no fog, I'm going swimming.
Yeah, look at this weather. And the weatherman said it was going to be balmy today. He must have been talking about himself. Look, it's so foggy down at the beach that the seagulls are hitchhiking. They've been grounded.
That's really thick.
Yeah.
A barracuda just swam over my head.
Your tongue's a little thick,
yes,
too, isn't
it? Hey, Red, help me get the towels and stuff out of the car.
Hmm?
Red.
Huh?
Hey, Red.
What?
Where are you?
Wait, I'll light a match and find out.
Well, stay right where you are. I'll try and feel my way over to you. Just fell in here. Is that you, Red? Red, is that you? Well, say something.
Let's not get nosy, Jack.
Willie Lumpum.
Let go of my ear.
What are you doing down here at the beach?
I work for the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Really?
Well, not really. They think I am.
What's your job with the Chamber of Commerce?
I am a fog belittler. Yeah, I hang around the beach when some wise guy comes up and starts popping off about the fog and say how foggy it is. I have him investigated.
Well, you're going to have a lot of work on your hands today.
Right.
So foggy, you can't see your nose in front of your face.
I can't see my hands in front of my face. You know why?
Why?
They're in my pocket. I can see my nose, though. It lights up, you know. I've switched the coil now, of course. I believe the fog is lifting a little. I do believe it's lifting. Now it is lifting. You can see the smog now.
Well, I think I'll take a swim. How's the water?
Mm.
I said, how's the water?
Oh, I don't know. I always take mine straight.
I'm talking about the ocean. Haven't you been in yet today?
No, not today. They just let me out this morning.
What did they pick you up for this time?
Well, I was driving down Sunset Boulevard on the wrong side, and they get mad just because I'm on the wrong side.
Wrong side of the street?
No, wrong side of the car. You see, the guy who was driving must have gotten out along the way somewhere. I looked around. I couldn't find the steering wheel. I thought somebody stole it. And do you know where it was?
No, where?
In the front seat.
Willie, why do you act this way? Before you pull those crazy stunts, you might consider your wife.
I should have considered her before we got married. To avoid quite a tragedy, you know. They always say two can never keep as one. They're right. She's one. I'm nothing. She only married me to break me of my bad habits. She broke me, but I still got my bad habits.
Don't you love your wife, Willie?
Oh, yes. I love the ground she tramples me on. Only trouble we have is her mother, my wife's mother. Mm-hmm. I should have known I was going to have trouble with her, because when I walked in, I said, I got two tickets for our honeymoon in Niagara Falls. And she says, two tickets? What's the matter, Willie boy? Aren't you going with it? Oh, that's just about all I can take. Just about all I can take. That's about all.
You mean your mother-in-law?
No, I am speaking about you. Now that the fog has lifted, I can see you much plainer, and you just don't look right. You just don't look right. I said it before, I say it again, boy. You just don't look right. I'm going to crawl out here. I'll see you later, boy.
Hey, Willie, look out. There's a wave coming in.
What? Ooh. Help! I can't swim! I'm going down for the third time!
Open your eyes. You're laying on the beach.
Killjoy. Hey, Rod.
Yeah?
Hey, come on. Let's go home. I'll never be able to get a tan down here.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Look who's coming down the beach.
Who?
Polly the Panhandler.
Oh, the Esther Williams of Valley Forge.
Why does she wear that old fur coat?
Oh, what do you mean? That's a plush mule. That's a real flea breeder. That coat is so old that the fleas are sending the moths relief packages.
Howdy, gents.
Yeah?
You boys ain't trying to cut in on my beachcombing, are you? I was here first.
You were probably here before the Indian.
Hey, have you picked up anything worthwhile on the beach?
Well, last summer I found a 10-carat diamond ring, but I returned it to its owner.
Oh?
How did you find the owner?
Well, he just jumped up when I tried to lift it off his finger.
Polly, how can you stoop to stealing?
Oh, I can't anymore. My back just won't take it.
Hey, you've really slipped, haven't you?
No, I just look that way, 'cause my girdle's shot. I sure would like to take a swim, but I just ain't the bathing beauty type anymore.
No.
The years sure have loused up my figure. I tried on one of them French bathing suits, and I looked like the revolution broke out again.
Well, beauty isn't everything. In fact, with you, it's absolutely nothing. But we like you.
Oh, you should have seen me when I was a silent picture star.
Oh?
Yeah. Every time I went in the water, every lifeguard on the beach would try to rescue me. Now, when I go for a swim, they lay down bets to see who can harpoon me first.
harpoon you. Yeah, there's a whale of a joke. Hey, what are you looking for?
Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a corkscrew on you, would you?
Corkscrew?
I'd like to straighten the seams in my sweat socks.
No.
Polly, how come you never got married?
Oh, no, don't underestimate me, youngster. Only last night, a very distinguished man popped the question to me.
Oh?
Yeah, he said, guilty or not guilty?
Well, at least you're still being courted.
Yeah. That ain't so funny.
No?
You wouldn't happen to have any sandpaper on you, would you?
Oh?
I'd like to remove my lipstick. This chemtone really stays on.
Oh, you really like to rough it, don't you? Huh?
Yeah.
It's getting a little chilly, Polly. You better start for home.
No. I think I'll stick around and dig for a few clams.
Well, stop digging in my pockets. What's with you, anyhow?
Oh, now, don't get me wrong, Dimples. I was only checking in your wallet to see if Harry overlooked anything.
No, he didn't even overlook the lining this time.
Well, I guess I gotta start hitchhiking back to town.
Oh?
Yeah, this afternoon I'm getting a tryout as a bat girl with the Hollywood baseball team. Well, keep in touch, young
man. Goodbye, Polly. Goodbye, Polly.
Wonder what she looked like when she was a girl.
Probably like a little boy.
I got an idea.
What?
How about going over to the amusement pier and having some fun?
No, let's go over to the Kaminsky Dance Hall. Dave Rose and his orchestra is going to play Horace Staccato.
Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, that's a startling statement, but it is true, and you can prove it. Just wash your clothes with Procter & Gamble's Tide. Then don't rinse, just wring out your clothes. And, lady, they're ready for the line. That's because Tide gets the dirt out of your clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Your wringer takes out both water and dirt. Your wash is fresh, white, clean. Now, you know that with rinsing, Tide gets your clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. And now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. You'll be amazed. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. You'll find there's a new giant economy-size package on your dealer's shelf. And remember, all the Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide tomorrow.
Gee, coming to the pier, the amusement pier makes you feel like a kid again.
Yeah, well, stop sucking your thumb and read the lines right, will you?
Hey, here's something I'd like to try. It's a little machine that you test your strength with your grip here.
Okay, I'll put a nickel in it for
okay.
you.
Okay, thing only registers to 200. I better not squeeze it too hard. I might break it.
Well, go ahead, grab the handle and start testing your
okay,
grip.
Okay, watch this one hand. Both hands. I think it's broken. It don't register.
Yes, yes, it does. You've got it up almost to zero.
Thing's out of order.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Could I try this contraption?
It's busted, Grandma Moses. Why aren't you home painting little barns?
Just stand aside while I flex my muscles.
Yeah?
I've got to wake up my corpuscles.
Look, hey, I tell you, it's busted, lady. It won't even budge.
Well,
something out of your teeth or what is it?
I guess I'll have a try at it.
It only goes to 250 and she took it up to 275.
They don't call me the Lydia Pinkham kid for nothing. Now let's see, which way is the weightlifting concession?
Why, it's right over there.
Hey, Red.
Hey, you know I had an uncle once was a weightlifter?
Really?
Yeah, he used to go to a department store, lift something, never wait to pay for it. Well, sorry I said that.
Hey, Red, there's Junior and his mother over there tossing baseballs with milk bottles.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'm going over and say hello.
All right, now, come on, Junior. You've thrown enough baseballs.
No, no, I want to get the prize. I want to get me a Cupid doll.
But you don't get a Cupid doll. You didn't knock any of the bottles down.
Look, either I get a Cupid doll or I am going into one of my hysterical acts, you know, Operation Betty Davis.
No. Now, come along.
No.
Yeah, kid, take a puff.
Look, if I had a powder wise guy, I'd blow up this joint. Now, are you going to get me a Cupid doll? Or is you not going to get me a Cupid doll?
Not unless you can knock the milk bottles down.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll try it again.
It'll cost you a dime.
Oh, I don't have a dime. Brother, I'm flatter than this next joke coming up. None of my baby teeth have come out lately. Can I put it on the cuff? Could I put it on the cuff, throw the ball?
Junior, put that baseball down. Don't throw it!
Oh, he broke my Cupid doll.
Put in hand over a milk bottle.
That'll cost you just $10, lady.
Oh, here's your $10. Come along, Junior. I'm taking you home.
No, I want to ride on the roller coaster.
No, absolutely not.
Look now, kiddo, either you let me ride on that roller coaster or else.
Or else what?
Or else this. Hurry, hurry, step right up. Place your bets with the only lady bookie on the pier.
Junior, now stop that. You're making a scene.
So what? So what? I might be discovered for television. This is lousy enough.
I'd like to get my hands on the mailman who delivered that lonely hearts letter from your father.
Yes.
Well, look who's here. Junior and his mother.
Well, all the nerve you got to come around here, blubber boy. What you trying to do? Put the fat lady in the sideshow out of business? You big oversized bubble.
Why did you call me an oversized bubble?
You know why.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you, because you know.
Oh, please.
If I try to tell you, you'll beat me to it.
No, I won't.
I called him the way I see him.
Really, Ron, I don't know what to do with Junior.
You don't?
No.
Were the ocean so handy?
You better watch out what you suggest around here. I'll tell my pop on you, and he can lick you, boy.
Oh, sure. All right, Junior. You tell your dad I'll meet him in the alley tonight.
Yeah, well, could you make it tomorrow night? He's going to be busy licking me tonight. Hey, did you hear me pop her name on the radio last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you don't listen to police calls, huh?
Junior, Father's name has never been on the police call.
Oh, no. His name has been mentioned on the police radio so many times, you'd think he was their sponsor.
We better start for home. I don't want you to miss your afternoon whipping.
Yeah. Hmm? No. I'll be good. Besides, I want to go ride on the merry-go-round.
Well.
Oh, let him ride the merry-go-round, Marine.
Yeah, let him ride.
Give us a good excuse for riding.
Yeah,
on
give
it
us
too.
Only excuse.
I'll get the ticket.
All right.
Get
it.
Now let's hurry, Junior. The merry-go-round's about to start again.
Okay.
Here, I'll take your hand.
Here, don't walk so fast. I feel silly when my feet don't touch the ground, you know.
Well, we're all set. Now let's grab a horse.
There's only two empty horses left.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Well, Junior, you just wait for Rod and me over there.
Yeah, kid, we'll wave to you every time we ride by.
There ought to be some way to outlaw growing up. Stingy
bum. Here we go, Junior.
Boy, this is fun. Wish you were here.
Yes. Pretty hard to tell which is the horse. Well, here I am, all alone, unprotected again. I wonder if the world is aware of this fact. Oh, the guy that runs the merry-go-round has just left the control for smoke. I wonder what would happen if I moved the widow lever up just a little there. Well, there's only one way to find out. Oh, now it's going faster, boy. Well, I might as well give them the money's worth. I'll push it all the way out. Getting off of them horses, boy. Look at them scatter.
Junior,
turn
that thing off.
Hold on. Don't let it through you, kiddo.
Junior, slow it down. Oh!
Hey! Old Fatso bit the dust. That was a nice takeoff, Mummy, but your landing was pretty lousy.
You just wait until I get my hands on you.
Oh, boy, it looks like we're going to have another homey evening at our house tonight. Everybody watching television, warming their hands on me.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt out. T-I-D-E. Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. We wish to thank the readers of Radio Mirror Magazine for voting the Red Skelton Show the best comedy program of the year, as shown in the current issue. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.